You are listening to Little Durga, Season 1, written by K.S. Jaunpuri, narrated by Sonal Kaushal, Episode 8. It was not yet dawn. The entire village was still asleep. The only noise was of a few cicadas. Durga looked around and started walking on a narrow mud footpath. She eventually reached the forest that she had seen in her dream. There were strange sounds coming from it. Durga felt a little scared. But with a determined shake of her head, she headed into the forest. The forest was very dense. But because it had been a full moon night, Durga could still see clearly. She kept walking barefoot on the uneven path. Since she had been in a hurry to leave her house, she had forgotten to wear her slippers. The floor of the forest was wet because of the dew, and now Durga's feet were covered in mud. Because she was barefoot, some small pebbles and shards had also pierced the skin of her feet. Some thorn bushes had torn her clothes as well. But Durga was barely aware of any of this. She was focused entirely on finding Sheru as soon as possible. After walking for a long time, she managed to cross the jungle. She came across the same channel of water she had been unable to cross in her dream. Then she noticed Sheru, who was imprisoned in a cage on the other side. She was shocked to see all of this. But slowly, she began to comprehend the meaning of her dream. She hesitated for a moment when she noticed that the current in the channel was quite strong. She mumbled to herself,
"I was not able to cross this channel in my dream. Does this mean that I will not be able to rescue Sheru?"
By now, Sheru had seen Durga standing on the other side. He started growling and trying to break the bars of the cage with his paws. The cage, though, was too strong for Sheru. Durga was unable to bear Sheru's condition any longer.
"Sheru, don't worry. I'm coming."
Without caring about the width of the channel, she moved back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?